to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to inspire others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. My name is Tawny Bro, and today I'd like to introduce you to our guest, Lindsay Namiche, Verify Skincare CEO. You may have seen Verify since it's already stocked in Nordstrom's, Amazon, and most premium spas across North America and continues to grow rapidly. Lindsay is Canada's 100 most powerful women, top 40 under 40, and USA Enterprising Woman of the Year. I'm so excited. Let's get started. Well, welcome. We're so excited to have you on the Books, Beauty, and Business podcast. This is Lindsay Namiche. She is the CEO of Verify Skincare, and we're so excited to hear your story and learn more about you today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Excited to be here. I always love talking about Verify and the history of it.
Yes, I love you. You have a great history. You have a great story. So I'm really excited to learn more about that. So first of all, okay, just share a little bit about it with me, like how you got here today. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So with Verify, Verify was born and discovered in a lab by a biotech company. Like they discovered this novel ingredient that has insane molecular water retention properties. And so what it also does is it stimulates your skin to produce its own collagen and it creates deep hydration. So there's a lot more science around that, but that's the easiest way to explain it of how it actually works when it's in use. And so this biotech company discovered it. They're like, wow, this is an incredible ingredient. And some really smart people, the biotech company said, let's start a skincare line around it. And they did that and they brought it to market, but they're a biotech company, right? So they are so science-based and skincare is a whole different beast. So the biotech company actually went on to sell the ingredient to the Swiss ingredient company because it was so potent. But the skincare line still existed and I was a customer. I was using this skincare and I loved it. And I found out that, you know, this was happening and that it might not be anymore. So I reached out to the CEO at the time of the biotech company and said, this is the one skincare that really works well on my skin. Like we got to keep it going. Like, how do we do this? And so I worked out a deal with them to actually purchase Verify in order to expand it. And so that's what we've done. And we've stayed true to our roots of science first in everything. So everything has third-party clinical trials behind it. It's not just, you know, slapping something on based on this is what it said. Like everything is measured and data to prove it. And we've done something really different in the industry, which is we have kept it to only 5 products. Like most skincare lines are adding all these different SKUs, this and that. But our thesis is less is more. And so if you flood your skin with too many things, the active ingredients counteract. But if you give your skin what it needs, your skin's actually smart enough to be able to replenish and heal itself. We just don't give it that ability because we end up putting too much junk on it. So we've kept it like that. We've grown very differently than most skincare companies do, but we're privately held. We're not set to these, you know, ridiculous growth things that, you know, these venture cap companies are. And it's been great. And we have a really loyal customer base. And when people use it, they're just like, oh my God, like you got to use it to see it. And I always say, like, I used to use all those expensive products, spend like $300 on a cream. And then I started using this. I'm like, what is this? This is just, okay. It's amazing.
How did you find it? Like, it was just like this company that was made, like, how did you actually find it to use the first time?
A friend. So it's, and I think that like, that was the way that they grew is just like this word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's originally a Canadian company. So, and I'm actually originally Canadian. I'm down in the US now, but originally from Canada. And it was just this, you know, secret little gem in Canada that was doing really well. And then we're able to expand it and bring it down here. So that's kind of the story and the history. And I think it's cool. It's one of those things, like you put your money where your mouth is. Like it's a product that actually works. And then that's how we were able to grow and expand it.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. And I was reading a little bit about it and it said it's like one of the few plant-based type of chemicals. So, I mean, I kind of like to know a little bit of the science behind it. And I'm very much, I like using as close to natural products as possible for my skin. And I think I mean, when the girls get together, girl, the first thing is like, what product? What do I need to buy? Send me the link. Like, that's what we do is we, like, we share all the stuff we come across. So I'm not surprised that's how you found out about a great product, because that's the majority of the ways I found out. But talk to me a little bit about the collagen and like the plant-based stuff. I'd love that.
Yeah, so and that's absolutely. So this is it's the phytospherics, which is that ingredient. It's a vegan form of collagen. And so what that means is traditionally glycogen. A vegan form of glycogen. Glycogen has always been marine shellfish, like it's all animal derived. And this is plant derived. So they discovered it from a non-GMO sweet corn that has just again these insane water retention properties, but it's glycogen and it's not coming from marine shellfish. So it's able to hold more moisture than your typical glycogen. And so that's where the plant-derived component comes from. And it delivers it more effectively into the skin because of that plant-based component, which then it fuels your skin to produce its own collagen. I mean, it's pretty impressive. If you go onto the site and read the science, like you can just see, and that's when you realize also, like, people don't pay enough attention to what they're putting on their face. You know, it's like, oh, I'm gonna use this product and fine. But like, I've had friends who, you know, they'll order something that they see on TikTok that's a trend that's, you know, this, and then they get like red patches or it does more damage and you have to then go back and reverse. So you got to be careful with all the chemicals. And I'm not saying all chemicals are bad. Like, I definitely think that there's a time and place for, you know, retinol, like all of those things. It's just watch what you're doing and using them in conjunction with other things.
Yes, I think you're right too. And the world of marketing now and AI and also like before and after pics, like you can't trust anything anymore. I swear, have been like the sucker, right? That purchased the thing and then it gets to you and you're like, this is nothing like what I thought it was going to be. So I think understanding what you're purchasing to and purchasing it from an actual source instead of what you see on TikTok is so important. But yeah, so I like to hear referrals from people that actually use the product. But also there was a collagen like trend a while ago. Like everyone was like, you gotta put it in your coffee, you gotta get it in your body, you got it, now is the time. Like you need this in your body. So is this a daily thing that you would just put on your skin? And is it like you have to use it for a long, you know, it has to build up in your system in order to see results? Talk to me about like that stuff.
Yeah, so and listen, everything has its moments, you know, like avocados had their moment, like everything's got their moments of the popularity of in the zeitgeist. But no, we say 22 days you can see results. I mean, you can start using it within a week and you will see results, but you will see a definite improving of your skin health within 22 days. And I mean, you need to use it to be able to see it because it continues to build on each other. But it's not like you're putting collagen onto your skin. You know what I mean? You're putting the phytospherics, which is going through your dermal layers and then powering your own cells to produce its own collagen. So it's almost like a reversal of it. You're not shoving collagen in, you're giving the fuel to the cells to then produce their own collagen, which is why it's so effective. And why I'll have so many people say, like, overall, and I have women that say to me, they're like, I just use it on my body now, like this. And I'm like, I get it. Like, I've started doing that too. You know what I mean? I'll do it on my skin and especially on my hands. Like, that is what ladies need to remember. Everything that you put on your face, you should be putting on your hands as well, because that's what shows the biggest sign of aging.
Oh, tell me about it. Well, how did you get into this role? I mean, I know you took us through the story, but like, have you always been interested in this stuff? Like, what's your background?
I have been obsessed with skincare and health and wellness. Like, I swear, you know, my mom will say I was always like stealing her products and I was always just like making like compounds and stuff. So it's always been a personal passion and interest of mine. My background has also been working with like lots of startups and businesses and marketing and all of that and getting to work with a whole host of different companies. So to me, I think that the companies that do the best, yes, there's good marketing, but there's really strong factual proof behind whatever products are being marketed. And I think that's what was really appealing for me with this. It wasn't just a skincare line for the sake of it being a skincare line. It was true, like, clinical studies, data, and a delivery mechanic that made it accessible for more people.
That's awesome. And I think I even saw on your website, you're like in Nordstrom's now. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And Ulta. And then, yeah, so it's been, and we're just going into some duty-free stores now as well. So it's been a slow build, you know, mm-hmm. everyone's just like, wow. I'm like, oh my gosh, it takes so much time. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see the fruit starting to pay off.
Yes, I love that. So what do you feel like is the hardest part about your job right now and being the CEO of this brand?
I think that the beauty and curse of AI is now that everyone is whipping up a million different marketing messages, and they're saying things that aren't even true about their products because it's going on auto of these different device. I don't know what you want to say, like say AI programs are saying, oh, Meta's really responding well to these ads that these companies are doing. And so then they create key messaging mm-hmm. about that product in relation to what's doing well there, even though it doesn't have things to do with their product. So it's making it really challenging for customers to trust. And, you know, especially when you're limited with your dollars, because we're bootstrapped, like we are really relying on those personal referrals and word of mouth versus having these huge budgets to buy it. So I think that discernment is really important, and discernment is also what's causing us issues in the sense that people can't discern anymore because they're getting fed so many things, they don't know what to believe. So that's been a little bit difficult. Obviously, the tariffs last year were really difficult for us from a business standpoint, because we manufacture in Canada just because there's a lot more stringent regulations on their standards. They follow EU compliance level standards. And so we're having to, our glass comes from Korea. So we bring the glass from Korea or manufacturing there to be able to bring here and ship here. So it's just, there was just a few extra hurdles that were laid on with that. And then I think it's also just a very busy marketplace of skincare, right? That, you know, everyone's launching a skincare line. There's a million different things here and there. So a combination of all those things. And at the same time, science has gotten a resurgence and people are really leaning into clinical data. So we've had a huge wind in our sail with that trend that's come. So it, you know, everything always evens out and everything always works out. So that's been helping us to balance the unfortunate business issues we've been dealing with also.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like as a CEO, like you're going to have challenges, right? They're just going to come in different forms and how you handle them and what's coming at you. I think for everyone in marketing, it's going to go back to the authentic, like everyone's almost over AI. Like it's just people want real, like tell me something that's truthful. And you're right, with the discernment, it's hard to know the difference now. And so it'll be really interesting to watch the market over the next few years and how it combats that whole AI lie between some of the marketing. It's really hard to discern right now. You're totally right. So what is the best advice you can give an entrepreneur coming up with ideas like what you have and to get started?
Oh man, you know, you gotta have a level of passion for whatever your idea is, because that lasts you like a little bit and then you start taking the swipes. And if you're not, if that passion is not ingrained, like if you're doing things being like, oh, I'm just going to do this because I want to make a few dollars, like you're going to get derailed. You have to have a passion that can carry you through the punches. Mm-hmm. And I think that if entrepreneurs find that, and they, you know, to your point, like people want more authentic, you know, products and founders and all of that right now. If there is that, and they're genuinely going out and talking with that passion, I think a lot of businesses are going to do really well. I think we're also going to see a resurgence in people wanting to go micro and buy from smaller businesses and trust, you know, putting more trust in those. So I always think like it's better to try and fail than to not try. Like it's, you know, and I know that's an age-old expression that everyone uses, but Yeah, and you got to be really good with rejection. Like I always, it's funny, I was saying to my son the other day, he got like rejected by this puppy that didn't want to pet him or something like that when we were walking. And I'm like, good, you just need to be rejected all the time. The more rejection you have, it's like a muscle. Like you just need to, because when you're in business, you're getting rejected like 8 out of 10 times, 9 out of 10 times, until you get to a certain point and you're not. And that's a muscle that people need to develop.
I think that's great advice. That is really good advice because it's tough out there. And if you don't like know your why, like what you said, your passion, like why you're doing it, you're right. The first obstacle, you're like, I'm good. Like I'm not gonna do this anymore. So you're right. You really have to have that passion and desire. I think that's great advice. And also the whole rejection thing, I think. Anyone, I think we're always selling ourselves, right? We're always selling the next idea or the next product or the next service. And if you don't have the why, those rejections hit way harder. And I know
Yeah.
you're not supposed to take it personally, but.
Easier said than done, though, right? And especially when you're new as an entrepreneur and you're putting so much into this, and then that would be my other advice is like, don't wait for it to be perfect before going out and getting rejection. Like you want it to be imperfect and iterating versus waiting for perfection.
That whole analysis paralysis, right? Like
Yeah, it's
you'll never
real.
get started. You'll never even take the first step if you don't just do it. I love that. That's great advice too. Okay, so are you a reader? Because what is a book that you would say you have to read this?
Oh man, I yes, I so I have like how much time do you have? All I do is read.
Yeah.
So listen, someone else can talk to you about all the business books that are strategy and productivity. Like I firmly believe that mindset is like 99% of the game. And if you've got the right mindset, then you can overcome hurdles and you can, ChatGPT out your strategy or whatever else you need to do or find people to do it. I will say that the who's not How is a really good book on from a business standpoint. Like that talks about the people that you surround yourself with in the business. That's a really good one. But mindset, like I would say, oh God, going back to old time classics of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And it was written like the 1930s, but still to this day, I go on walks and have conversations with like an imaginary council. That is one of the things that he talks about doing. That becomes, I'm like, what about this? What about this? What should I do with this? And then I like get people's opinions in my, and I say, you sound like a crazy person, but it really works. And I think that helps with my mindset as well. There's another book, which is a little bit more metaphysical that I'm really into right now. And it's called Reality Transurfing. And it's very dense and very thick. So I'd actually recommend you read the summary version that other people have done on this guy's discourse. But to give you some context, this man, he was a nuclear physicist. He had this transmission or download, wrote this book that I swear to God, it's like 36 hours when you look at the book on Audible. So it's, you just don't even start. But he's now a recluse. Like he's not trying to sell programs. He's not like he wasn't doing this to make money. It was just a download as a scientist. He put it in, and now people have come and summarized his books. So the original book's called is called Reality Transurfing, but there's an Audible version called 77 Principles of Transurfing or something like that. That's like a 2-hour Audible read on or Spotify read for your audiobooks. It's really good, and it's really focused on. It's not manifestation in the terms of how we see manifestation. It's more, and again, it's so science-based, but he talks about this, how you move into different timelines, which is basically mindsets to move your goals forward. And it's a really unique framework to it. And that helps me a lot, especially with big business decisions. Like it's like, okay, am I going to be doing this or not doing this? Okay, well, let's, and then they walk you through this simplest technique of how to not, you don't want to have desires because those come from a place of lack and being like, I want to hit like $5 million. Like instead you come from this place of intention where you're like, anyways, you got to read that. But I'm like doing a terrible job, but it's a good
Okay.
book.
I am intrigued and I always love when someone tells me about something new because I'm definitely an avid reader, like Rich Dad Poor Dad. How to Win Friends and Influence People, all the great classics, like, oh, just make my heart happy. Think and Grow Rich. So this is a new one. I am definitely going to check it out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And like I said, the original 36, maybe not, but the summarized versions of it is enough to give you like really interesting insight. And that to me is for an entrepreneur, it's your mindset is everything.
Absolutely, I agree. Okay, so well, this is gonna be rich coming from you, but what is your favorite beauty tip? Don't say, girl, wash your face. That's a
No. I'm like, oh my God, like I have like 15 that are coming.
I'm just saying that's a good one. But yeah, what's your favorite beauty tip?
Okay, so one of my like something that's less known and said that I swear works wonders, and it's like my grandmother's tip is that when you are after you've like put the cleanser on your face and you rub your face, don't just wash your face with water. Take a warm face cloth, drape it over your face, like take a breath or two, and then gently wipe the cleanser with the warm face cloth because it gives you natural exfoliation and allows it to penetrate and prepare your skin for the serum to go on afterwards. So I suffer from chronic blackheads, and I find that that is one of the techniques that has enabled that to go away. And it's going like back to old school grandmother roots, like a warm face cloth to wash your face. Like it's, I can't believe more people don't use it. So that's one of my go-tos. And then honestly, like water. Like, and I know everyone says that, but like you just like just force yourself to drink a little bit more water because it does. It helps everything work better. It helps, you can put so many creams on your face, you can do so many of that stuff, but staying hydrated and staying exfoliated so your skin has t the ability to slough off itself and do what it needs to do naturally are the two best things.
I love that. Those are gr that's great advice. And I know sometimes it's the simple things, like the simplicity of it, that's so great. Okay. So, do you have any last minute words or tips for our viewers out there today?
I think for those of you who are building a business and, in that stage of like, I don't know, is it work? Like almost put your business aside and just go focus on your mindset for like a weekend. Just go away somewhere for a weekend and read everything about mindset. The business problems tend to get easier when you approach it from a different perspective. And counterintuitive advice is some too much force is wrong. Like if you're having to push things too hard and you're like, that's not good for your business. You got to kind of, I guess there's something to be said about perseverance and resilience. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking when you put too much force and pressure on something happening, you just sometimes need a change of perspective to come back and look at it in a different way. So I'm a big believer on that. Like I know hustle culture is a huge thing, but I think that there's much more smart and strategic ways to build a business if you just take the time to have a different perspective towards it.
I love that. It's kind of like when things are so stressful, just take a beat, right? And just like step away from your desk, take a little walk, go outside. And sometimes when you come back, it seems like an easier solution can come to you.
Presents itself
You get
exactly.
into you're right, the hustle culture and the focus. And I mean, I can sit at my computer for 8 hours, like easy, especially if I'm in a zone of doing something. But you're right, when it's getting tough and you're feeling the stress, man, there's nothing like stepping away and coming back to re-energize too. I love that.
Completely.
Well, it has been such a pleasure talking with you today, Lindsay. Thank you so much for taking your time and jumping on the podcast with us and sharing your story. And I know we can find your products online, but we'll also have information. So if you guys are interested, to go check out the Verify Skincare. Maybe add a new step to your routine. Okay, I have one last question for you before we end. You said you s are sticking with five simple products. Can you just quickly tell me what they are?
Yeah, so it's a cleanser and then a mist. So it's not like a toner, but you don't wipe it off. So it acts as the base to absorb the serum, moisturizer, and eye cream.
Love it. Simple. Simple. And I know you're a busy CEO making a lot of business decisions. You're getting your product out there. So again, thank you so much for your time and sharing your story with us today.
Thanks so much. And we'll give a discount code for your listeners as well, a specific one. So we'll get that over to you.
Awesome. So we'll also put that below so you guys will have a discount code to go check out these products on your own. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time, take care.
Bye.